Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
Hour number two of the program is on the air. Manny Navarro should be joining us any second now. So we'll have some fun. Let's see what we got here on the chat board. Psychologic, good morning. Rick Reyes. Oh, if you could sign one street free agent. I think I read that one already. I also made a nice buy this morning for the dip. I got a buy in the 61 range. Good for you, One-Eyed Jack. Guys, man, you guys, I'm so proud of you guys. You know that? It's going to be fun watching you guys celebrate with me by the end of this year. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm telling you. Why does it say it starts at 8:33 a.m.? It's that central time. The show originates in Miami. What do you think that means? And I think it says Tuesday show 10 a.m. on the title. The post was made at 8:33. Okay. The show starts at 10 a.m. And we're in Miami. That's Eastern. Okay. Just trying to help some of you out there, you know, just a little bit. Los Gatos got the lightning monkey off their backs, and it was sweet, just like the Pistons did the Celtics and the Bulls did the Pistons. Yes, just like that back in the day. Sneak Attack says, good morning, Owen, Sean. These Cats have been consistent the whole year. They are ready for a long playoff run and show we are contenders for the Cup. I agree. I like how the Dolphins always show up to Panther games and bang the drum. Yep, Waddle was there yesterday. So, I just love talking about these kind of things because it's funny, right? Because the media does these things to get at you, right? And so, I'm in the car this morning, and I turn on my man Joe. I love Joe. I got nothing against Joe. Joe's good. And he's there with Dave Hyde. But I just want to kind of like, you know, I don't even know if Joe and Dave Hyde realize what they did. But it's fucking hilarious. And it's a double standard that is so ridiculous. Okay. Did you run into them at all? Were you in the car? Because I know you sometimes you take your daughter to school and stuff like that. No? Okay. So I hear Joe come out, and I know Joe has never been a Chris Greer guy. Okay, that at least I know that for sure, right? He wasn't a Tua guy either. Now he's kind of a Tua guy because he was wrong and all that other stuff, but whatever. So I know he's not a Chris Greer guy, so he kind of still takes shots whenever he can. So here he is taking a shot. So he's like, the Chop Mystery or something. I forgot what he called it. Chop Mystery or Chop something, because he doesn't have enough sacks or tackles or stuff like that, right? So because the stats aren't there. And so to justify the draft pick, right? So they're talking about that. And then 3 minutes later. Now listen to me now. Pay attention. 3 minutes later, after talking that Chop doesn't have the measurables and the stats, and it's weird that they would pick him that high, and that he understands people like him and all that, and all over the league they had him as a top 25, top 20 first round pick. So the Dolphins picked him, but he doesn't have those measurables, the stats. So 5 minutes later, 3 minutes later, whatever it was like shortly after, they get into a Josh Allen conversation. And you know how they follow it up? By complimenting the Bills on making that trade. Okay, when you made that trade, that guy was a 50% thrower. He didn't win anything in Wyoming. He was terrible at Wyoming. His stats were terrible. And they traded up to get him. So how do you praise one team for drafting a player on pure potential and then criticize the other team for drafting it on pure potential? Luckily, I'm not in the studio with them, because I would not have let that shit fly. And I would have fried them right there. Okay? Well, I heard that. I'm like, and I doubt most people even picked that up. All right, let's go sideways with the one and only Manny Navarro, because I'm watching him go sideways or something. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's flipping in the car or something. I don't know what's going on. Let's go. Our Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes report.
The viewpoints, statements, or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group, Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website. If you're a Miami sports fan, there's only one store to go to, and that's Canes Wear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2655 South University Drive in Davie, and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Canes Wear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop. Time for Canes fans to get what they want. Information, insight, and perspective. It's the Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes Report with Manny Navarro, exclusively on the Big O Radio Show. Here's Big O and insider Manny Navarro.
Hi.
How you doing, brother?
Good, good. Can't complain. It looks like The Canes had one hell of a weekend with some commits. The running back that you predicted and others.
Yeah, Damian Martinez, who's the number two running back to enter the portal at the end of last season. Quishon Junkins was the best one. He ended up at Ohio State. He's an all-SEC running back. But Damian Martinez, second team, all Pac-12, 1,100-yard rusher. Really solidifies the running back position for Miami. They've added weapons around Cam Ward. They went out, they brought in the leading receiver at Houston last year, Sam Brown, the guy who, like I said, led them receiving, played already in this offense under Shannon Dawson. So they got two guys on offense, and then they went out and brought in linebacker Jalen Allman, who's a starter for Louisville, who of course played in the ACC championship game and beat Miami last year. Alderman started 15 games, played for Derek Nicholson, who's Miami's linebackers coach. and then they went out and got Danny Hill from Marshall, a 9-game starter last season for the Thundering Herd, a guy who played for Miami's cornerbacks coach and played for Lance Guidry as well. So as I told you last week, as I telegraphed it or tried to telegraph it to our listeners here, that's exactly what happened. And, they're not done. They're still trying to add some defensive linemen. Kid out of Tennessee/Louisville. He ended up going to Louisville for a semester, back in the portal. Edge rusher with 6 sacks last year, Tyler Barron, and then a defensive lineman from Michigan State, Barrow, who's visiting here in the last 24 to 48 hours. So they're not done. They said goodbye to some guys that were bench guys that really weren't too productive. And just making room, trying to get the best 85 on the roster, man. That's what Mario's trying to do.
Yeah, no, I listen, it looked like, you got some guys, and these are the guys that you can get a little excited about, because they're not recruits where, they're just coming in as freshmen. I mean, these are transfers, and they're coming in to help right away. And
right.
So that's a good thing, and especially the running back, too, because knowing that your stud is still coming back from serious foot injury, that would be really nice insurance.
Yeah, and you don't want to start the season, right, with a bunch of freshmen or young guys who haven't played. Mark Fletcher is going to be the man here eventually if he can recover fully from some of the injuries that he sustained here as a freshman. They like A.J. Allen. I thought A.J. Allen flashed. Think back to that touchdown where he hurtled over the defender. I think it was against Virginia. They like those guys, but you needed a number one, especially if you're going to try to, you know, win the conference this year and get to the college football playoff, which is what they're aiming for. So I think this was the right decision. They went out and they got Martinez, who's a hungry guy, really wants to prove himself. And let's face it, he's going to be running behind a better offensive line than he would have had if he stuck around Oregon State.
So let me ask you, what's the next step now for Mario now? Is there a lull now and we just wait for camp?
Well, there's recruiting. You know, there's the 2025 class. So we'll be busy with that. Miami's got a bunch of people that come in here at the end of May, beginning of June, in terms of the top 2025 and 2026 kids who are all, you know, they make these decisions earlier and earlier. All this stuff goes on. And the summer visits are really, really important because we'll see that happen as coaching changes occur. But the summer is really, I think, when a lot of guys who are the top guys make their decisions and say, okay, this is who I'm locking in with. So you want to be able to score some of those dudes here in the next few months. But you're right. I mean, this is it. I mean, the guys I mentioned in the portal, those are kind of the finishing touches if you can get them. And then, it's a matter of staying healthy, being ready for August 31st, getting guys, you know, in those off-season weight programs and ready to go for the start of the season.
All right. Good stuff there. What are you working on?
Well, I'm driving to Palm Beach County, helping out our NFL desk on a story that I can't reveal too much information on, but I am working on that. I just got off the heat, that debacle the last two games here in South Florida. I was at the arena for both of those games and did a podcast yesterday with Kevin Brockway. What's that?
My sympathies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that to be leading all of 56 seconds over two games is tough to swallow. But, you know, Spoelstra's basically throwing a mash unit out there right now, right? Okay. I mean, there's nobody really available to him and completely shorthanded and almost mission impossible.
Bro, they had to win one game in this series. The fact that the fact that Spo and company won one game is a miracle in this series. Come on.
Yeah. And you know, I guess the bigger question for me is when I look at the Heat, it's like, well, what's their end game here? Because Jimmy's 34. There's a lot of wear on those tires. Is it Jamie Hawkins? Is it Nikola Jovic? Is that where they're going with this? Is that the future of this team?
See, you know,
so it'll be an interesting.
You know what the problem with the Heat is right now? Is that they are their own worst enemy because they're the franchise that refuses to ever give up. Refuses to ever reset, and they're always trying to win. And the problem is, over the last few years, you keep trying to win, but you don't have the assets to acquire what you really need in order to win big.
Right.
And then you're not willing to reset the team, which is what I don't mind. Go back to youth and don't re-sign Jimmy. If he becomes a dick too bad over the next 2 years, get out of that contract, bro.
Yeah.
Try to move on from Tyler and try to get more liquid and wait a couple of years. Develop Hyman, develop Jovic. You got another draft pick this year. Develop that. All of it. And then try to develop a core and then get liquid over the next couple of years once you get Jimmy. And then you could go out and buy a star. But if you're going to try to do that same shit again this offseason, you're just going to try to patch it up. And you don't have the resources to trade for stars. And you have to, you know, like the Lillard thing, you had to pray for him to do a James Harden because that's really the only way he was going to perform into Miami. He had to be a dick. He wasn't willing to become a dick, so that's why he ends up in Milwaukee. But in the NBA, if you're a dick, you will get your way. He wasn't good. That's the only way you were going to get that guy. And now if you look at it, maybe he wasn't really the answer. So, from them, I do a reset.
but they hate that. They don't do that under Vladdy.
I mean, that's part of the issue, right? I mean, Pat's closing in on 80, right? And that's what this is. It's we got to keep going after it. I got to deliver another championship. And I think, you know, at some point.
Ooh.
Sorry about that, though. At some point, Jimmy's 34. This did itself out, right? And we just don't have enough assets, like you said. So we'll see if they get to that point this summer. But, you know, I like Jovic. I like Jamie Hawkins. I think those guys are two solid pieces. I don't know that they're that's necessarily what you build around. You probably need a lot more than that. But I think those are two good young pieces to at least have a starting point.
Yeah, and Bam. I like all of that. My problem with everybody else about Bam has been that you're forcing him into a role that he isn't because he's not a star.
Can't hear you now.
He's really the number three.
I lost guy. The audio.
Yeah. Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Let's see if I can get it back. I lost it. Yeah.
Got it?
Damn phone calls. Killed the audio.
Okay. Yeah. You got it now? You hear me?
Sorry.
Okay. No? No? No, not hearing. All right. That's it. Anyways, that's our Canesware Miami Hurricanes report.
Welcome to Canesware.
New store, new items, same great experience. Family owned and operated since 2010, Canesware has the latest merchandise from the Miami Hurricanes, Miami Dolphins, Florida Panthers, Inter Miami CF, and more. Come visit us at our store in Davie on University Drive, just south of 595, or online at canesware.com. Canesware, the spot Miami fans shop.
All right, all right, all right. Yes, sir. A little Top Gun action. All right, all right, all right. Thank Manny Navarro, as always. Good dude. Oh, man. And don't forget, visit our friends at Canesware. Okay? Very, very important. Last night, man, Panthers get a win. They eliminate the Lightning 6-1. A guy that's been here for a long time watching a bad team grow into a great team. And, you know, we always like finding an MVP of the night. And after a 6-1 win, I think we know who our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night is.
Who's last night's MVP? For your complete landscape solutions anywhere in South Florida, there's only one MVP. CuttersEdgePro.com. Here's our CuttersEdgePro.com MVP of the night.
Barkov, man, he had two goals. He had the decider, the one that was, well, not really, because the 2-1 was the decider, but the insurance goal to make it 3-1. That's when he got that 3-1, I was like, yeah, dude, this is huge. We needed this. But he had two goals and assists last night, and he's been there forever, and he's been one of their studs, and he's watched everything, and he's been here since they were bad, and now they've got, maybe they could be on the brink of greatness. They got three more rounds to go through, but if Barkov is playing like this and Kachuk and Verhaeghe and all these guys, then and Bob, the Panthers are in pretty good shape. But I got to give Alexander Barkov, Barky, Sasha, got to give him our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night.
The MVP of the night is brought to you by CuttersEdgePro.com. Servicing HOAs, condominiums, townhomes, commercial properties, corporate parks, and malls throughout South Florida. CuttersEdgePro.com, providing South Florida MVP performance every day of the year.
All right. For culture, heat in five. Just kidding. Spo is a magician, but it's the Panthers' time. Yes, it is. Joseph Vicken is in the house. What's up, Vicken? Abraham Valdez, buenos dias from Aurora, Illinois. Big O, when I listen to you, I get hopeful for the Finn season. You're an effing realist, but you're very positive. I just pray that Ronald McDonald
calls a better game. So do I. So do I. So do I. I really like what they're doing, and I haven't said that for decades. But there's a couple things, and McDaniel's definitely one of them, and injuries are the other. Let's see. What else? Frankie says, Big O, fair enough. You did say that about Barkov. Yeah, I never picked on Barkov the player. I picked on Barkov the leader. I don't think he can be your number one guy. I just don't. I think you have to. The Tkachuk is just, he's the tone setter. He's just a guy, bro. Love that guy. He's exactly, that's what you needed here in this franchise. And then Verhaeghe, you know, God, another guy is just a monster. Just, they have clutch players. They have stars on that team. Bill's fake crowd noise. Charles Harris wasn't the same type of athlete. Chop is no, it's different, but it doesn't matter. Whatever, bro. NorCal inner circle. You have a smoking section reserved. Puff, puff. Give the, as I told NorCal, the entire place. It's an outdoor facility, so everyone will be smoking mine. Okay. Ray Sosa, Josh Allen was mediocre in college and drafted based on talent. You can't bash the Robinson pick, but give credit to the Bills for that. That's why I was laughing. I'm listening to Joe and Dave Hyde, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, guys. You're just ripping the Dolphins for taking Chop on the potential. And now you're praising the Bills when they did the exact same thing. They drafted a quarterback that had no stats whatsoever that were draftable. Not completion percentage, not win percentage, not accuracy, nothing. Nothing. Just he had the physical ability. Outside of that, none of his stats were worthy of being drafted in the first four rounds, much less the whatever he was, 7, 8, 9, 10th overall pick or whatever it was that they traded up to. That's why I was laughing my ass off. And I'm like, this is typical media bullshit. Or irresponsible. One of the two. I'm going to go more irresponsible because, like, you're not smart enough to figure out what you're saying. Like, you're picking on one team, and then within a minute, you're praising another for the same thing. And it's like, total horseshit, dude. I get it. It's better to complain because you'll get more people and, you know. But yeah, I was laughing my ass off. Like, are you guys, like, are you listening to yourselves? Do you see what you're doing? And I get it. You have your own agenda against Chris Greer, so you need to try to keep backing it up because, you know, you're hoping you're right or something one day. I don't know. Whatever it is. You're already wrong, but whatever. Big O, do you think LeBron, is he retiring? Is he leaving? Oh, he'll leave. He'll play somewhere else. He'll leave. NorCal says, who's meeting up with me in San Bernardino May 18th for SoCal Club Picnic? Brownies on me. Whoa. Wow. Brownies on you. I know what kind of brownies you're going to be serving. The Nuggets are likely going to win the NBA championship again. Yes, of course. They should. They're the best team. Matthew Tkachuk is just like his father, Keith. And was, and brother Brady is a natural leaders. Yeah. They're just natural, flat out badasses. You're right. Yep. You are 1000% right. No doubt. Remember, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show, Cash App or Venmo. What else do we have? Leafs, Bruins tonight at 7. Why don't we do this? Let's get to our 3A graphics sports calendar. Alan Blanco, I was just there a couple days ago, 980 West 22nd Street in Hialeah. Column 786-618-1443. If your company needs new uniforms, maybe you need some hats, shirts, magnets, pens, whatever it is, call the great people at 3A Graphics. Alan Blanco is a beast, man. Good people, great supporter of our program. 786-618-1443. Panthers eliminate the Lightning with a 6-1 win and a 4-1 series win. The torch has been passed. Your Panthers are now the best team in the state, and that means a lot in the state of Florida. Who would think that the Sunshine State would be the most powerful state for hockey? Pretty amazing. Anyway, they will face the winner of the Boston-Toronto series. Celtics whipped up on that Heat ass, 102-88. They take a 3-1 series lead. Game 5 on Wednesday should end the Heat season, 7:30 tip. The Marlins do Marlin things. They get swept by the Nationals in a 4-game set. They lose yesterday, 7-2. Jazz Chisholm did hit his fourth home run of the year. They're 6-24, but wait, there's more. Tonight at 6:40, with no Heat and no Panthers, you can watch another Suck series. Yeah, you watched the Suck series over the weekend between the Marlins and the Nationals. Now, this is Suck Series 2, the Rockies, who are a massive 7-21, are taking on the 6-24 Marlins. 6:40 first pitch, Ryan Feltner with that 5.89 ERA goes up against Sixto Sanchez. He might be with a 6, but his ERA is 7.2. Get ready, baby. Suck Series 2 coming your way right there at Lone Depot Park. Suck Series 2. Way to go, Fish. You smell, and so does your team. I wish the Heat had traded for Jamal Murray. I wish they would have drafted Michael Jordan. I wish they would draft everybody. LeBron James. Tim Duncan. I wish they would have won the last 8 titles. There's a lot of things I wish. Let's see. What's on the line for the Suck series? The losers bang Larsa Pippen. That's how it goes. Okay. That's all. You need the proper tunnel that's had the traffic to handle a team. Larsa Pippen is the proper tunnel that's handled that kind of traffic. So there you go. That's what happens. Loser bangs Larsa Pippen. I'll tell you one thing, Big O. Jazz Chisholm is sure as hell popping up that trade value, something Peter Bendix will do in due time, because that's what the Marlins do, trade their best players. He is injury prone. So let's also, Isaiah, I'm not sure I would sign Jazz Chisholm to a long-term contract unless he plays like 2 full seasons for me without injuries. I don't trust Jazz Chisholm. Just like I don't trust Kristaps Porzingis. And I was wondering when he was going to get injured, and finally it happened last night. I was like, yo, that's the Kristaps Porzingis that I know. That's the big softy that I know. By the way, you've noticed how no matter how tall you are, if you get physical with Porzingis, he's a wuss, bro. You just got to get physical with him. Bother him, and it bothers his game. Little tall, skinny pole. That dude's got no balls, bro. Seriously, that guy is all finesse, man. All finesse. Soft as silly putty. I don't know how he lasted this long. I really have no idea. But, yeah, that's my problem with Jazz Chisholm. He's Kristaps Porzingis. And, you know, they've only played 31 games, right? 6-24, 30 games. So, you know, we'll see. I personally, Isaiah, it's not that I want to see them trade good players, but Jazz Chisholm is so far is not the guy that I'm going to be crying like, oh, you see, there you go. They trade all our players. I don't know if I would I would sign him to a long-term contract. I would not at all. So if I could get a lot for him, I probably would make the trade for Jazz Chisholm. I probably would, you know?
Well, they were already going to lose 100. They were already going to lose 100 games, Jeremy. That's like anybody that thought they were going to have a decent season or whatever. They started the season with a bunch of pitchers injured, and they can't score runs, and they lost people. It just none of it made any sense whatsoever. It really didn't. Oh, we know you're not a financial advisor, but throw a dart at the board. Your best guess for what month we see the Bitcoin pump? I think it's coming up here in May. At some point in May, we start seeing the pump for sure. Yeah. Many things are going to send this pump besides the limitation in supply, ETFs opening up all over the world. All of that is going to be, but as economies continue to falter, as dollars continue to crumble, as banks continue to close, people will get smarter and smarter and smarter. And they will figure out my money is not good in a bank. And they will figure it out and they will put it in a Bitcoin. So all of this will go on, but it'll start to pump and the average person will not get into it until it goes over 100,000. And then, oh my God, maybe I should get into it now. And then, you know, then that's when the FOMO will really start. But I think we're in this next month here in May, some point it blows up. It starts to move. I really believe that because there's a lot of shit going on that's going to trigger it also. And people will figure it out. It'll just take a little time because all of us, including yours truly, we all learn the hard way. In this case, a few of us are ahead of everybody else, but normally we all learn the hard way. It's kind of the way it goes. And so in this will not be no different. People will learn the hard way. When their banks close, when they can't get their money out, when they, you know, a friend of mine just told me they had an account there for 19 years in a bank. They were giving them a service charge. So they were making their money every month by holding your money. This is why a cold storage wallet is awesome, because you don't get charged every month by holding your money. But anyway, and then this person had to go purchase something, so they had to take the money out. So basically close the account. You know they charge that person an extra $100 to close the account? Banks are criminals. Let's take a quick break. Back in 2 minutes, right here on the Big O Radio Show.
When you move, you need a reliable company led by passionate folks eager to assist its customers during a transitional process that needs to be smooth. Call Essential Moving Experts at 844-368-5750 for all your local and long-distance moving needs. You can rely on Essential Moving Experts. Mention the Big O Radio Show and get $150 off. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage, full service moving, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
Oh, I think I know what this is. Houston, we have a package.
Hello?
No matter where you are, the Sloman Shield Home Security System guards your home. With next-gen perimeter protection, 24/7 monitoring, and interior motion sensing. And right now, get a free Sloman Shield security system and doorbell camera, all professionally installed, for free.
Shield your world, the Sloman Shield.
Welcome to Caneswear.
New store, new items, same great experience. Family owned and operated since 2010, Caneswear has the latest merchandise from the Miami Hurricanes, Miami Dolphins, Florida Panthers, Inter Miami CF, and more. Come visit us at our store in Davie on University Drive, just south of 595, or online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot Miami fans shop.
More tables, more entertainment, more slots, more fun. More than you expected. There's more in paradise at Seminole Casino Hotel, Immokalee.
The viewpoints, statements, or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group, Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website.
When it comes to South Florida sports teams, very few in the media have witnessed, lived, and covered it like the Big O. Let's start the program dedicated to your favorite South Florida teams with a passion that's unmatched. The Big O Radio Show is on. Here's the Big O.
I tell you, let's go over some of the birthdays today. Travis Scott today is 33. Kristen Dunst is 42. Gal Gadot, 39. Let's see. Johnny Galecki, 49. Who else celebrating birthdays today? Kunal Nayar is 43. Interesting. Two of the people that were in the Big Bang Theory share the same birthday. Interesting. Isaiah Thomas, 63. Cloris Leachman was born on this date in 26. We lost her in 2021. Freaking legend. Those are some of your birthdays today. And in music, let's see, who else? Steve Aiello, 30 Seconds to Mars, was born in 1983 on this date, celebrating a birthday. Lloyd Banks, rapper with the G-Unit, born in 82 on this date. Who else? Chris Henderson, guitarist with Three Doors Down, born in 71 on this date. Wonder Mike. I'm Wonder Mike. Do what you like. Michael Anthony Wright, rapper from the Sugar Hill Gang. Wonder Mike was born on this date in 57. How about that, dude? That's a blast from the past right there. I like it. Music history. Let's go with a little music history. Today, 1976, the Who's Keith Moon reportedly paid several New York taxi drivers $100 each to block either end of the side street to his hotel. The drummer then proceeded to empty his hotel room and its contents onto the empty road below. That's what a rock star does. In 88, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon dropped out of the Billboard 200 for the first time in 725 weeks, but it would later return to the charts. In 2008, a giant inflatable pig that floated away during Roger Waters' Coachella set was recovered in tatters in California. The two families who found it, what was left, they were given a reward of $10,000 and four lifetime tickets to the Coachella Festival. Not bad. In 91, Nirvana signed a recording contract with Geffen's DGC label for $290,000. Sounds like a bargain to me. That's what happened today in music history. By the way, Powerball winner. The Powerball now will be worth an estimated $178 million after no one matched all six numbers on Monday's drawing. The numbers were 11, 38, 47, 67, 69, and the Powerball number was 14.
15. And in the I am wrong department, Travis Kelce is getting a raise. He has signed a two-year extension with the Chiefs. The extension is for $34.25 million. It's attached to his existing contract. The new one makes him the highest paid tight end in the NFL and ties Kelce to Kansas City through 2027. And I thought he was getting human and the whole Taylor Swift thing and that he was gone after this past season. And they won the title and everything, but no dice. Not even one more year. Nope. Three more years for Travis Kelce. So he's going to leave in a few seasons. That is amazing. So I guess Taylor Swift going to way more Chiefs games. Good for the NFL. Good for ratings for the NFL. But he is 34. Just saying. That's kind of risky. Jason Kelce is getting a new job. The former Eagles center will be joining ESPN to be a part of its Monday Night Countdown pregame show for the 2024 season. How about that? He's got the personality, so you kind of knew it. And Travis obviously is doing a game show too. The Super Bowl 52 champion retired in March after spending his entire 13-year career in Philadelphia. The Athletic reported in March that ESPN was one of the front runners to land Kelce's first post-playing career role. So there you go. So he'll join Scott Van Pelt, Marcus Spears, and Ryan Clark are part of the countdown team. Apparently, Robert Griffin III is not coming back. I think he actually does a pretty good job, Robert Griffin III. I like him, actually. I think he does a good job, dude, overall. Anyway, remember, you can make a donation, Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show, Cash App or Venmo. Let's see. Big Nick says, Big O, do you keep tabs of Dolphin fans who really hate the team when celebration time comes? No, I don't. Don't really care. You know what I mean? I might remember, you know, people that are negative, like a Cap for Life who's I see a couple there. He's normally negative. Troy Ortiz is normally negative. You know, there are people that are enough on the chat board that it sticks in my mind, and I remember that they're constantly living in that negative mode, so I can have fun with them. But that's about it. I'm not really keeping track. I don't really give a shit. You know what I mean? I don't really take, you know, a lot of fans serious, to be quite honest, because there's a lot of you out there that you really don't know what the hell you're watching. So, you know, I know there's a certain section of you that are actually like intelligent and you kind of figure things out, but there's a section of you that's really, really off. So, you know, that's kind of where I can't live in that. I'm not living in that area. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to search for negativity. It'll come to me. Unfortunately, the Marlins, it's coming to me. You know what I mean? I can't do anything about it. That's automatic. You know, the Heat are the end of the road is coming. I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. Now I'll be able to talk about that, but to spin something to now, dude, this is a team that's made the playoffs the last 2 years. And that's not normal for the Dolphins to make the playoffs 2 years in a row. And they have a chance to make it 3 years in a row. I just want to make it on a healthier note at the end of the year to see maybe the results will be a little better, you know? So I'm going to stay in the positive. I like this front office a lot. I think this team is talent-wise is the best we've had in decades. The coach needs to grow up, but his offensive mind is easily one of the best in the NFL, one of the three or five best. He just has to learn how to be a great game day coach. So I'm not that guy, dude. You know, I'm not going to sit here and think negative shit for the Panthers and negative shit for the Dolphins and negative shit for Inter. And, you know, for Inter, as much as I like them, I'll tell you, yeah, I'm worried about their defense. You know, I'll talk about what's going on, but just to, like, kind of invent shit? Yeah, no. Like, listen to Joe and Dave Hyde. That's inventing shit. You want to complain about Chop and not having the stats worthy of the draft pick, and, like, right away you're praising the Bills for the trade for Josh Allen when they did exactly the same thing. You know, that's, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. It's not my style. So, you know, I can't do anything about it. The Marlins need a new owner, deep pockets. Yeah, well, but that's MLB. MLB screws us. Surprise, hateful Steve didn't complain about the draft. Yeah, I'm surprised. He probably, he'll have some Tua complaint or something. You know, they'll sign a street free agent quarterback and he'll say that that he'll take over for Tua or something. We could count on hateful Steve to bring in some hateful stuff soon. You know, it's one of those things. It's kind of like death taxes and hateful Steve comments. It all happens. It happens. We thank David Ferronis, Manny Navarro, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend that is Sean Stanley. Short show today. Not really a lot to talk about. We appreciate all of you out there, as always, for tuning in. If you send in a super chat, however it is that you support us, remember, you can also support us Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We'll be at Caneswear in Davie. See you all tomorrow. Be good.